night. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are broadcasting live from the Great American RV Show down at the Convention Center. And I think somebody called in and said, is this Terry's last show? And I said, no, it's the last day of the RV show today because there are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You're not getting rid of me that easy. So I'll be around unless the station knows something. I don't know. Brian, he's just shaking his head. So I think I'll be back next week. Didn't mean it to sound like it was my last show. Last day of the RV show today. So you have to get down here. There are so many deals, so much going on. I mean, there's over 400 RVs, 20 dealers, the most RVs under one roof in the history of Colorado. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Kara Van Hoos. Good morning, Kara.
Morning, Terry.
Isn't it a beautiful day out?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when's the last time you were outside? It's just gorgeous.
Oh, I know. And I just, you know what? I was talking to Michelle from Bar Lake just before you, and we were talking about this is in the top 15 coldest winters in Colorado history on the Front Range. And we've had so many days with snow on the ground, and we haven't got hardly any of those 60, 70-degree days we normally get. So people have so much cabin fever, and there's so just pent-up demand to get to the water, to get out in nature, to walk the trails, and to get their boats out. And you've got some pretty good news for people on the Front Range, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not an April Fool's joke, but boat ramps are open. Cherry Creek, Chatfield, Boyd Lake, Jackson Lake. You know, it's time to get out on the water.
You said something like on the Front Range, 98% of the boat ramps or something are open. There may be a couple exceptions. I know we're going to talk later on the show about some non-state park boat ramps like Horsetooth and Carter and make sure they're available. But you just mentioned some of the best fishing lakes. Now, the water's cold, and we're going to talk about that from a safety issue right now. But just to get out, if you're just a boater who wants to run their boat, but boy, if you want to get out fishing, there's no better time, really. The walleye fishing has been fantastic, and there's just some pent-up demand. I would expect a lot of people to get out and start using these boat ramps. Now, the hours can vary at some of the ramps, and not all the ramps are open. Is the best way for people maybe to go to Facebook or the website? What's the best way for people to check that before they go?
The best way for people to check that would be going to the park-specific website through CPW. So each park does have its own operating hours. It's generally from 6 or 7 a.m. until maybe 6 p.m. at night to follow when the sun is up. You can also give a call over to the park office, and they can let you know their hours for that day.
Yeah, and, you know, this time of the year, a couple things I want to talk about. One is getting boats ready, and the other is safety with this cold weather. And I'll take a minute because I'm not always the perfect person with this either. But, folks, if you're taking your boat out, hook it up to a earmuff type situation or a hose. Run the motor. Make sure it starts. Check your batteries. Make sure your batteries are ready to go. And make sure you have all your safety gear. I mean, Kara, you know as well as I do, the first time out, it's so easy not to bring something that you're required to have, right?
Yeah, of course. You should make sure that your boat has its registration sticker or at least proof of registration on board. You should have one of those throwable personal flotation devices, you know, the square ones for your boat if it's 16 feet or longer. You may think you might not need a fire extinguisher, but you definitely do because who plans on actually having a fire, right? So you should have one in case of emergency and, of course, have a life jacket for everyone who's going to be on board.
And, you know, the fire extinguisher rules just changed recently, and now you have to look at the code on the bottom of them. If they're over 10 years, even if they say fully charged, they're not acceptable. I know that because I had to change out the one on my boat just last year because of that. So people want to do that. But I know another thing you wanted to talk about today was the cold water and how dangerous it can be. We want to get people out. We want them to do it safely. Last year was not a good year for water incidents in Colorado, was it?
No. Last year, unfortunately, was a pretty tragic year on the waters for us. And, you know, we don't want to see the same thing happen this year. So it's deceiving when you get out on the water. It's a beautiful day like today, but water is still maybe mid to high 40 degrees, you know, and you never want to go in the water if you're not planning to, but certainly not at this time of year.
No, and I don't know if I used to do some search and rescue and teach survival classes, and the only way you're going to make it really in this kind of weather is if you're wearing a personal flotation device, a life jacket. When you first hit this cold water, there's this gasp as your body shocks, and hopefully you don't inhale a lot of water, because if you do, it's pretty much over then. But if you don't inhale that water, when you come to the surface, you only have a matter of minutes before your body tightens up from hypothermia and the cold water. And people think they can swim to their boat, but if they're alone, typically that boat just keeps drifting away. Your momentum pushes it you one way and then the other, and it's almost impossible. And even when you get to the boat, it's almost impossible to get back on it. So it can be very difficult. You know, one of the tips, Kara, that I give people is you should never boat alone this time of the year. And the person that's with you needs to be able to operate the boat.
Yes, absolutely. I think boating is always better with other people around. It's just a more enjoyable experience, but certainly make sure everyone who's on board knows the rules, knows safety precautions and procedures that they should be taking.
I know. And just, I think there's so much pent-up demand that people want to get on the water. And, of course, people be aware that if you don't have a seal on your boat, they're going to be doing your ANS inspections. And because we have an infected water in Colorado, I think the emphasis will be greater than ever, but for good reasons, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, those little zebra mussels and those quagga mussels, those little suckers, we want to prevent them from getting into more waters and spreading into more places where we haven't seen them before. So certainly take a few minutes when you get to the park, stop at the ANS inspection shed, and plan on making that part of your day.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't take long. And once you get done the first time, if you get inspected again when you leave the water, they'll put a seal on your boat. And it's really a painless process. We've all been going through it for years now. And it works, and it doesn't delay you that much. And my biggest fear is we've seen states where the zebra mussels and quagga mussels have got out of hand. And we've actually seen waters closed because the water in Colorado that we tend to recreate on isn't owned by Parks and Wildlife. It's owned by water providers, and they're not going to take a chance on getting their equipment all clogged up with those mussels.
No, and they shouldn't. I mean, these are an invasive species, so we want to do what we can to keep the waters clean and keep them open for everybody.
So, Kara, we're running out of time. Any last-minute comments you want to make? Just go out and have fun, but be careful.
Yeah, definitely make sure any children who are on board your boat under 13 are wearing a life jacket at all times. That's the rule. And I'd say have fun out there, but don't get a BUI or BWI. Those are just embarrassing, and you're just going to be the butt of many jokes among your friend group.
Yeah, that's always a topic we cover as we get into the year. Kara, thanks for joining us. We look forward to having you on the show more often.
Great. Thanks, Terry. Have fun at the RV show.
You bet. Karen Van Hoosen. We are broadcasting live from the Great American RV Show. In fact, if you want more information, go to greatamericanrv.show. But today's the last day of the RV show. I don't want to say this show because last time somebody thought it was me and I was quitting, but they'll have to drag the mic out of my hand. You know, Brian, I said one day that if I know it's my last day, I'm going to lock the studio door and go off. They're going to have to shut the station down and get me off the air. I shouldn't say that. Bosses are probably listening. They won't let me in the studio, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we're having a great time. I'm going to hang around and look at some of the RVs after I'm done broadcasting. There are more RVs under one roof than at any other time in the history of Colorado. Come on down to the convention center, say hi, and look around. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about a kids' fishing event where kids have a chance to catch maybe a trophy fish and maybe a bigger fish than even you have ever caught in your life. On Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear. By the way, Jack's is down here with their Jumping Jack trailers on 104.3 The Fan.